We need to stop letting Kevin McCarthy take us for fools.
Ah, yes. Ilhan Omar. Ilhan, I don't think it's Kevin McCarthy. Maybe it's just me. But I wouldn't hang it on him in this particular instance. That's, she attacking the Jews again? You know how she doesn't like the Jews. No, it's just Israel. She's just against the only Jewish state in the world. I always say, it's like being anti-Japan, but saying that you're not anti-Japanese. I don't think Japan has a right to exist, but I'm not anti-Japanese. Ilhan Omar, squad, you know, the wackadoodle-doo. Crazier than you, it is. It's a corrupt time in Washington, D.C. It's a corrupt time in the United States of America. And we're really on the ropes over here, aren't we? You know, and if they can take us down, well, then the rest of Western civilization is done for. The authoritarians, the totalitarians, they're on the march. And they're looking and they're making a good headway here in the United States, aren't they? Boys will be girls and girls will be boys. It's the Democrat Party theme song is Lola. Did you know that? That's their theme song now. Their theme song is Lola, which is kind of a surprise. At least it might have been some time ago. All right, well, welcome back and happy Thursday once again. Let me get to, I think I'd like to get to Cringe because I like Cringe. And she's pretty funny. Cringe is, you know, Cringe Jean-Pierre, as she's known. She's commonly known as Cringe for obvious reasons. There's really no mystery there. Cringe, I believe I named her Cringe, right? And now people are using it. People are using it more and more, Cringe, and rightly so. Also, yesterday, I coined another one. Didn't I coin another one yesterday? Because we had Target, you know, Target, at Target stores. With and they got this whole transgender thing and the little girl rainbow transgender colored swimsuits with the male pouch and the little girl swimsuits because the Democrats are suffering from gender dysphoria on a national level, and so we had Target involved in that, and then of course they're in cahoots with that Satan worshiper guy in Great Britain too, who provides them with the line of clothing, and he's all pro Satan and he loves Satan. And spreads the word of Satan. And the Democrats here in the United States, they have the after-school Satan clubs, after-school Satan clubs. And they have now the anti-Catholic, the nuns of perpetual, the sisters of perpetual indulgence that the Los Angeles Dodgers are going to be giving an award. First they were going to be giving an award, then they weren't, now they are again. And it turns out that the cross-dressing luggage thief, mustachioed, shaved head, you know, the guy who steals the luggage from, where did he steal luggage from? From Minneapolis, St. Paul. My brother is in Minneapolis, St. Paul today. He sent me a picture. And Minneapolis, St. Paul. And then Harry the Body Reid International Airport, Las Vegas, Nevada, because they named him an airport after him. That's the more you lie, I guess, the more likely you are to have an airport named after you, Harry Reid. And then he stole, I think he goes by, you know, like them or something like that. That's a fun old sci-fi movie with the giant ants. Maybe that's why he's named. And stole luggage from Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. And he's been caught all three times. He's in the can right now. He's in jail in Montgomery County, Maryland, about to be transferred over to a male prison because they did a cavity search and they found out, say, you're no lady. Lady, like the, you know, lady, crazy lady college professor with the machete. At Hunter College in New York, but I digress. Okay, so we got all that going on all over the place. And this all started because I was talking about Cringe, didn't it? And then the, you know, Target, I said, well, because they call it Target, it's called Target. And then people use the French pronunciation for fun, Target, right? Target, call it Target, like you're getting French clothing there when really you're getting, you know, I have bought my pajama pants there over the years, pajama pants. And because they're pretty good and they're like $18, something like that. They're fun stuff. And because when I go home, as soon as I get home, I put pajamas on immediately like this. like that, Fess. It's like the bat pole. I come out, just walk through a door, and suddenly I'm in pajamas. And I have historically gotten those at the Target. And then I have Hawaiian shirts and stuff like that for the thing. But enough about me. Let's go back. So I said, well, it's no longer Target or Target. Now it's Target. Now it's Target. See, T-A-R-G-E-T. It's, again, the French. It's a French pronunciation. So Target. Like Tranheiser-Busch when they went with that Dylan Mulvaney guy. And now North Face is doing the same thing. But I've digressed again. Let's get to... We may get back to all that stuff. The Democrat Party and their gender issues, really, no wonder they've been pleading for more mental health help over the last 10 or 15 years. Since Obama came along, you know, Obamacare, we need more mental health assistance. Little did we know how serious the problem was, but now we know. It's not just the looting and burning and the, you know, overturning police cars and sacking and plundering and torching churches like the one across from the White House, the Church of the Presidents. St. John's Church on 16th Street at H, but never mind that. So let's go back to the White House and that's and not set anything on fire and not attack the police. You know, they injured, I think, more than 180 police. There are riots outside of the White House. And that was an insurrection. That was an insurrection. Just, you know, only if you look up the meaning of the word insurrection and use the definition of the word insurrection, that was an insurrection. And more police injured there than at the Capitol on January 6th. But that doesn't matter because media information dominance, important, and because of the merger between state and corporate power. But never mind that. So let's go to cringe. Cringe, that was one of the questions in the mailbag, wasn't it, yesterday? That was, what would you ask cringe if you were at a White House briefing? And I think my answer to that was, what question I would ask is, what happened to your hair? Because that's not a color found in nature, is it? What's going on with that? That's kind of weird. All right, let's go. And, you know, the truth is that Jen Psaki, she was the White House spokesmodel before, and she, too, had that gasoline-colored hair, the Colonel Kleb from Russia with love, spike in the shoe kind of hair. All right, so let's go to, because here's cringe. She was at the White House, where you might find her, and she was talking about the debt ceiling limit discussion, and she's making up all kinds of stuff. Oh, the Republicans won't give us trillions more dollars for nothing because they want to be fiscally responsible, and we will burn the city down before, because we're going to get into the streets, and, you know, blood in the streets, it's up to my ankles. Blood in the streets, it's up to my knees. But here's what Cringe said at the White House, from the White House podium. And you may remember President Trump's Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin is his name, and he was Secretary of the Treasury. I actually used to see him around the neighborhood a bit and never hung out and talked, but I said hello to him every now and then. Very pleasant wife, and they'd say hello and act like normal people. And here is Corinne Jean-Pierre, talking about the former Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin.
The Secretary of Treasury said, and has said this as well, that privatization is effectively a default. Steven Mnuchin said, and I quote, "That doesn't make sense. The government should honor all of its obligations and the debt limit should be raised."
Steven Mnuchin. And then she caught herself calling him Mnuchin, and she checked the piece of paper again and then said it a second time, Mnuchin, because she doesn't follow the news and never really has. And her wife is a now former CNN reporter who was a White House reporter. You know, not that there is any merger of state and corporate power and the media oligarchs or anything like that, but his name is Mnuchin. And if you've been paying attention at all for the last couple of years, you certainly know the name Steven Mnuchin.
Not
much for reading, right? Who's her best girl again? It's the, you know, the CNN one from the, it doesn't matter. So, but there it is, Steven Mnuchin, and then she checks the paper again, and it's Steven Mnuchin again. which naturally brought us to this place.
We represent the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild,
the Lollipop Guild,
and in the name of
the Lollipop Guild,
we wish to welcome you to Munchkin Land.
Yay, Munchkin Land! I think it's the White House is intellectual Munchkin Land. That's what's going on there. And there she is, cringe. She's all about that. Yeah, Suzanne Malveaux, of course. I knew that, Suzanne Malveaux. But there are so many incestuous relationships in Washington, it's hard to remember them all, to have them all at your fingertips because, I mean, come on. You need a decoder ring these days for all of the incestuous relationships between the media and the Democrat Party, Democrat Party politics. You know, I mean, again, the last White House spokesmodel, Jen Psaki, is now an anchor woman for NBC Fake News at MSDNC because it's all a great big circle fest in a hot tub, isn't it? Yes, it is. We knew that, didn't we? Yes, we did. You bet your bottom dollar. Yes, sir. All right, let's see. You know, there was then she's like, oh, those terrible Republicans. They don't want to just give us everything we want. We're only giving us $1.5 trillion additional dollars to the debt limit. And again, if we started paying that off at $1 a second, just the $1.5 trillion, not the total national debt, just the $1.5 trillion that the Republicans have agreed to add, it would take 45,000 years to pay that off, $1 per second. That's right, 1.5 trillion seconds is more than 45,000 years. That's math. See, they can't do that on Capitol Hill or at the Washington Post either. Jeff Bezos can do math. He does a lot of addition and multiplication, but that's it. Kind of an amazing thing. And, you know, we played the audio yesterday, or was it the day before yesterday, with Pramila Jayapal saying that if you don't give them everything they want in the debt ceiling talks, that they're going to take to the streets.
I think there would be a huge backlash from our entire House Democratic, you know, caucus,
backlash.
Progressives, but also in the streets. It's important that we don't take steps back from the very strong agenda that the president himself shepherded.
But also in the streets, he shepherded. He's a shepherd to his flock. In the streets, blood in the streets, it's up to my ankles. Blood in the streets, it's up to my knees. Blood in the streets of Chicago. The Democrat Party. You know, how many police stations? You know, every attack on a police station, every attack on a courthouse, like in Portland, Oregon, the Mark O. Hatfield Federal Courthouse, every one of those riots, those violent attacks by mobs of crazed Democrats with the arson and attacking police stations and stuff, every single one of those qualifies as an insurrection. An uprising against an established government. But that's okay, isn't it? Yes, it is. All right, let's go to the telephones real quick. Let's go to Phil calling from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Philip, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Mr. Plant. Look, we got Ron DeSantis in the race now. And, you know, just so people in the news media understand, Ron DeSantis' name is Ron DeSantis, not Donald Trump. So hopefully Mr. DeSantis gets in the White House, and I have a good idea who Mr. DeSantis should hire, because we have an entire federal government of people who's acting like this is 1938 and that Adolf Biden Obama needs to be protected from justice. So I know who Mr. DeSantis should hire as a new personnel manager at the federal government, a guy who's really good at saying, you're fired, because you didn't support the Constitution of the United States and work for the American people. You work for one distinct political party. We need to clean this place out, and I think Ron DeSantis is just the guy to do it, and I think he's got a good guy who could help him get that done.
And his name is Donald John Trump. That is, and look, and honestly, if someone other than Trump were to become president, if it were DeSantis, for example, I think there is definitely a role. Now, just say President Trump decides he's, you know, I'm not going to run. I'll do something else. He would have to be brought in to get work done. He's a bare knuckles brawler, and you know, he'd kick some doors down, you know, like Buford Pusser. You got a warrant, Sheriff? Yeah, I keep it in my shoe. You know, I keep it in my shoe. Phil, I'm with you. I'm with you, my friend. Now, you know, President Trump is first in line, of course. He's so far ahead in the polls that it's hilarious. But we are about a year and a half away, too. And I'm going to guess the world is going to look very different a year and a half from now. It's official. Reports say that the banking collapse of 2023 is more devastating than the banking collapse of 2008. And right now, a series of global financial dominoes are continuing to fall. It may not be over yet. It's not over yet, for sure. So don't wait for the email popping up in on your computer saying your account has been frozen. We must take action now, quickly, to protect what we've worked so hard to build over the years. Time to call my friends, and they're great. My friends at American Alternative Assets, to request your free wealth protection guide. Call American Alternative Assets at 888, the number 4-GOLD-20. 3-8s, then 4-GOLD-20. That's right, 888-446-5360. This invaluable guide will outline the precise steps you need to take immediately to transfer your IRA or 401k into precious metals lickety-split, all without tax consequences. Call American Alternative Assets at 888, the number 4-GOLD-20, to claim your free gold and silver guide. Learning is good. Once again, call 888-446-5360. Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Seek your own legal, tax, investment, and financial advice before opening an account. Hey, Lola, it's the Democrat Party's theme song. Just leave the kids alone. I've discovered that's too much to ask. I think we've all discovered that, haven't we? We're at 888-630-9625. Ron DeSantis got a bunch of Ron DeSantis audio he declared yesterday for real. That's coming up. Hey, Chris here with some exciting news. Now you can listen to me live on the WMAL app. Doesn't matter if you're in your car, in the office, on the go, the WMAL app delivers crystal clear around-the-clock news coverage anywhere with cell service or Wi-Fi. So don't miss a second of your favorite shows. Download the WMAL app today on the Apple App Store or at Google Play Store.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
But I have plenty of Ron DeSantis from last, and the news media, which is all over Ron DeSantis and attacking him. Oh, no, there was a glitch. There was a glitch during the Twitter rollout. And that, of course, is the headline everywhere from CNN to The New York Times and NBC News and beyond. DeSantis presidential campaign launch melts down on Twitter glitches, NBC fake news. You know, the merger of state and corporate powers, the Democrat Party, and in particular, the media oligarchs, the information oligarchs, the most incredibly corrupt thing. It's a single switch, too, and they control it, just like they can turn the riots on and off in America. So when they say, you know, we may end up in the streets if we don't get what we want on the debt ceiling, I think we know what that means, right? Lock the doors at Louis Vuitton. Be careful down at your shoplifting centers because the Democrats might be coming back. All right, so Ron DeSantis, Florida governor, Republican, announced yesterday officially, surprising absolutely no one, that he is running for the presidency of the United States of America. He's, of course, being crushed in the polls by Donald Trump, the former president of the United States, and he wants to be the next Grover Cleveland, right? Grover Cleveland is the only president of the United States ever to serve two non-consecutive terms. He was president for 4 years, then he wasn't for 4 years, then he was for 4 years. In fact, there's a neighborhood not far from this radio station in Washington, D.C. called Cleveland Park, because when Grover Cleveland left the presidency, he retired to this part of Washington, D.C., and eventually they named the neighborhood Cleveland Park in honor of, it's not because of like the Cleveland Steamer or something like that, it's because of Grover Cleveland. But Ron DeSantis announced yesterday, and good old reliable corrupt news media not covering the Matt Taibbi IRS scandal, opening an investigation into Matt Taibbi on Christmas Eve. It's a Bob Cratchit, right? But it's Christmas Eve, Mr. Scrooge. That is Bob Cratchit. Is that the guy's name? Yeah. But my family. Little Tiny Tim. He got his crutches. So they said, no, IRS people, come into the big building downtown. Crick and a whip, you know, like that cross-dressing guy at the energy department. he got his pictures with his riding crop, smacking people. I've digressed again. The Ron DeSantis announcement last night. CNN, fake news. News used to be their middle name. Glitches, echoes, and, quote, melting the servers, end quote, crash DeSantis' campaign launch. That's the CNN headline. That's what you get. The New York Times, they go after him naturally for the technical hiccups that doesn't go on anyplace else. And NBC fake news. Ron DeSantis' presidential campaign launch melts down in Twitter glitches. I don't think it actually melted down, but that's okay. And the news media, they don't like any Republican, of course. They hate, well, pretty much everybody, but they hate with a burning passion Donald John Trump. I don't think they're on his side. I don't think they're going to vote for him, the news media. And Ron DeSantis, they're learning to hate him. They hate him, but not as much as Trump. But they're going to try. Maybe they'll find out something like Mitt Romney. Remember Mitt Romney took his dog, the family dog, on a family vacation in a dog carrier on the roof of the car. You know why? Because it had digestive issues. It had a case of the doggy trots, and they wanted to bring the dog along on vacation. And the news media used that, you know, to make Mitt Romney a bad guy. And then they found a guy who was long since dead, and somebody else said that Mitt Romney gave him a noogie in high school once. You know a noogie? Yeah, I'm a noogie in high school. So DeSantis faces battle against Trump for Republican nomination. No kidding. After Twitter launch descends into farce. These are the headlines you get. That's an English paper, The Guardian, and they're lefties. And you're a Republican, you're just attacked all over the place. You're a lefty Democrat because the left owns 90-some-odd percent of the media, right? More than 95%, I would say. Online, they started targeting everything online very early on, like Twitter and Facebook, and got the FBI involved here and there, all that stuff. Ron DeSantis' presidential campaign attempting to spin the Twitter launch debacle, pointing reporters to the governor's interview with Fox News later yesterday evening. And now let's go to the audio. You know, the news media naturally smearing him and attacking him. Again, Joe Biden could fall out of an open door on Air Force One, and they'd say that he was in skydiving training, and just shows how athletic he is and how nimble he is. Look at the way he bounced off the tarmac. See? Only a person in great shape could do that. They would, they say DeSantis is trying to spin it. And when you're a Democrat, the media does that for you. They're fluffers. They come and they fluff your pillows. They ask you fluffy questions. They're fluffers. Ron DeSantis yesterday, and he did appear on the Fox News channel. And then the launch did happen. Now, it was audio only. It was planned to be audio only, inexplicably, in the 21st century. They did kind of an online radio show. You might be listening to this excellent radio show online right now, thanks to Al Gore and to Al Gore's amazing internet. Peace be upon him. Here's Ron DeSantis yesterday.
We had a huge audience. It was the biggest they'd ever had. It did break the Twitter space. And so we're really excited with the enthusiasm. But ultimately, it's about the future of our country.
Concerned about the future of the country. Well, the Democrats are concerned about you know, whether the country is going to have a future at all, because their plan is no future. You got future, no future. They go with no future every time. Ron DeSantis last night.
I am running for president of the United States to lead our great American comeback. Look, we know our country's going in the wrong direction. We see it with our eyes, and we feel it in our bones.
We see it with our eyes, and we feel it with our bones. And, you know, boy, is that true. I was talking to people yesterday. I don't understand Democrats saying, what is it, 33% of Democrats or 33% of people in America in a poll, obviously all Democrats, think that things are going well. If you answer that poll question with, yes, things are going well, then you shouldn't be allowed to vote. You shouldn't be allowed to drive a car. You shouldn't be allowed to raise children. You should probably be institutionalized, let's be honest. Just like John F. Kennedy said, Ron DeSantis last night.
We see the border being overrun. We see crime infesting the cities. What I will do is help restore normalcy to our communities.
Normalcy would be good. I sell T-shirts that are available to you, our beloved listeners, at the Chris Plant Store, and coffee mugs that say, remember normal, remember normal. They're great gifts for liberals. You have liberals in the family or at work. Remember normal regalia. Very welcome, at least highly recommended. Most of them don't remember normal. They're not aware of what normal is. And, you know, people are growing up, you're 20 years old now. Your idea of normal is completely different. You're 25 years old. Your idea of what is normal is completely different, because the Democrats are literally erasing normal in the United States of America. And it's not by accident. Not at all, not at all. Governor Ron DeSantis.
A president who is a listless vessel, not energetic, and not dealing with the key challenges that are facing our country. But it does not have to be this way. Our decline as a country is not inevitable. It is a choice, and I think we can choose a better pathway. And so what I will do is help restore normalcy to our communities, integrity to our institutions, and sanity to our society. Truth needs to be the foundation of everything we do, and common sense can no longer be an uncommon virtue. We proved it could be done in Florida.
Common sense. You know, one of my sayings is common sense isn't. Common courtesy isn't. The Democratic Party isn't. Am I right about this? Yes, I am. I certainly am. And of course, the point of origin on all of that, friendly fire isn't. That's the mouth of the river on that collection. That's a fact. Some of the technical issues from the launch on Twitter last night, that has, it's all the media is focused on, because, you know, they make up a lot of stuff.
All right. Well, it's certainly an incredible honor to have Governor DeSantis make this stark announcement.
Hey now. Hey, this is like Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Could be space aliens. Might be the FBI, could be the National Security Agency, the NSA, possibly. Pretty amazing stuff. So you got a little bit of that. Sounds like, remember that game with the colored lights that would, what was it called?
Simon.
Yeah, Simon. Yeah, Simon Says. Yeah, with the colored lights. That's kind of what it sounded like, isn't it? And that went off in the middle of the launch. I wonder if anybody's looking at it. It's time to bring Matt Taibbi back and see if he can get to the bottom of that. Because that's kind of a peculiar thing, I've got to say.
I think you broke.
I'm right, here.
I know. I think you broke the internet there. We had over 500,000 people in one Twitter space, and it was growing by like 50,000 a minute. So, congrats on breaking the internet there.
Well, yeah, yeah. You try some, you know, new things. You're gonna.
Yes.
It's adventurous. So.
Yes.
But so, I think the value here is actually really high for people to hear directly from presidential candidates.
That's you know, the Twitter and Elon Musk, and, you know, is he the man that saved the world? He's got his own space program. It's like the Howard Hughes of our time. His own space program. Of course, the Biden administration just gifted what was it, $3.5 or $3.6 billion to their ally, Jeff Bezos, who also has his own space program. And instead of giving it to Elon Musk, who's way ahead in the race, private space program realm, they decided to give it to their ally, the frothy left owner of the Washington Post. You know, I think it was $3.6 billion. That's I haven't read it lately, but I think that's right. And keep in mind that Jeff Bezos got a contract worth about $600 million with the CIA, years ago now, to store their data. And then months later, he bought the Washington Post for $250 million. Was the CIA really buying the Washington Post? Of course not. No, but Jeff Bezos, he's in the tank for him, isn't he? He's it's the merger of state and corporate power. As Benito Mussolini said, the NAACP, that's the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. That's the NAACP. You'd think that, you know, if you came up with that name now, you'd be canceled for using that name, wouldn't you? But been around long enough, I guess, that it's okay for them. The NAACP came up with what they called a travel advisory for the state of Florida because it's not safe for African Americans to go to the state of Florida, which is mentally ill, clearly and obviously. No travel advisory for Chicago or Baltimore or New York City subways or Washington, D.C., where how many carjackings have we had this year? Last time I looked, we in Washington, D.C., city of about 61 square miles. Last time I looked, we had had 4 carjackings per square mile so far this year, not even halfway through the year. 4 carjackings per square mile. No travel advisory for Washington, D.C.? Come on. We're competing. We're in the race. We're not, we're not transgender. We're in the race for real. This is as crazy stuff. But here's something that was completely ignored. Now listen to this. I think this is Florida Today, the USA Today paper, the Gannett paper in Florida. They some time ago now. This is the NAACP's Florida travel advisory went out, and then the newspaper down in Florida. My friend Tom sent me the article a few days ago. The governor's office responded similarly after the NAACP. Announcement, travel advisory. The Governor DeSantis's office said, this is a stunt. This is a stunt. Sounds fair enough. And then the fake newspaper wrote, the governor's office responded similarly when the League of United Latin American Citizens, the nation's largest and oldest Hispanic organization, issued a Florida travel advisory a few days ago. See, the Hispanic group issued a travel advisory before the NAACP. The NAACP stole the idea from the nation's oldest Hispanic organization, but the news media completely ignored the nation's oldest Hispanic organization, the League of United Latin American Citizens. And then the NAACP jumped in and they acted like it was, you know, the Magna Carta, like it's, you know, the Emancipation Proclamation. And they continue. And last month, when LGBTQ civil rights group Equality Florida and the Florida Immigrant Coalition, what do they have to do with each other? It's LGBTQ and Immigrant Coalition. See, left-wing groups are just money-raising organizations, and they all have the same agenda, and it's anti-American. So they, like the other day, we had the thing in Nebraska where the left-wing pro-abortion group was in cahoots with the left-wing LGBTQ for children in schools group. And they had an insurrection in the state house. A violent mob showed up at the state house and they were rebelling against the established government in Nebraska. That's what an insurrection is. So they had another insurrection. It was in the state house, but it's good because they're the left, you see. So it's not a thing. So the LGBTQ group, Equality Florida and the Florida Immigrant Coalition, made up of more than 65 organizations. They're organized little beavers, aren't they? Both warned people to stay away from the state of Florida. So wait a minute. We had Equality Florida, the gay group, and then the Florida Immigrant Coalition, the 65 groups. They both issued a travel advisory for Florida. And then after that, the nation's largest Hispanic organization, the United Latin American Citizens Organization, the League of United Latin American Citizens. Does that make an acronym? They issued a travel warning, and then days, and everybody ignored them. The news media ignored them. The Democrats ignored them. And then the NAACP announced a travel advisory, and that was big news. See how that goes? That's what information dominance is all about. Yeah, you probably didn't know about that, the Hispanic group and the LGBTQIAA plus ampersand pound sign. They issued a travel thing too. And then another immigrant group, because they're in cahoots with, you know, the Equality Florida. Because there's no equality in Florida, you know, because there's a Republican there. There should probably be, well, they should take to the streets, don't you think? All right, let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Alan calling from Chicago, Illinois, listening on WLS. Alan, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Chris, a couple of weeks ago, the National EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, had its convention in, guess what? Savannah. Guess where? Georgia. Weren't the Democrats, wasn't the media, wasn't the White House upset about the fact that Georgia had changed its voting law? You know, the Democratic Party is manipulating us, trying to turn us against each other. And it's clear they are totally disingenuous. You know, I remember a song that said, lies, lies. I can't believe a word you say. And I think that demonstrates who they are.
Yeah, it was Stacey Abrams, who still thinks that she is the governor of Georgia and always has been. And, I think we found the videotapes of the people jamming piles of mail-out ballots into ballot boxes in the middle of the night wearing surgical gloves and things. So maybe and then I think they had a bigger voter turnout than ever in history in Georgia. Because everything the Democrats say is a lie, basically. That's the starting point for everything, right? And were it not for double standards, Alan, liberals would have no standards at all. So their claims about the state of Georgia and then having their big government conferences there, perfectly consistent with their inconsistency, right?
Absolutely.
You know,
there's no doubt about it.
It's crazy.
The head of the NAACP living in Tampa, my gosh, what are we talking about? It's all a fake.
It is. They issue a travel advisory, and then the head of the NAACP lives in Florida. Good. I'm glad you mentioned that, actually. Also, Alan, you're aware I'm coming to Chicago on June 8th for a WLS event. Did you know that?
I know that. Looking forward to it.
Okay, good. All right. I look forward to seeing you there. Yeah, go to the WLS website, and you have to get a ticket. It's a ticketed thing. But go to the WLS website and get your tickets to the Chris Plant thing, whatever it's called, some Chris Plant thing. WLS, June 8th.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker.
Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.